the hidden risks in common breakfasts, and how to fix them. In much of the Western world, breakfast has become a rushed ritual of sugary cereals, flavored yogurts, and white toast. These habits may feel normal, but they're far from harmless. Many common breakfasts are marketed as healthy, but they don't always give the body what it needs to start the day. What we eat in the morning, or whether we eat at all, can influence everything from our mood and energy to long-term health. Problems with common breakfasts. The biggest concerns with common breakfast items like cereals, pastries, granola bars, or instant oatmeal packets are that they're often high in sugar and low in protein and fiber. This combination can lead to blood sugar spikes and crashes, noted Mary Kuristan, a nutritionist at Art Health Solutions, in an interview with the Epoch Times. An analysis published in May by U.S. investigators examined children's breakfast cereals released in the United States between 2010 and 2023. It found that these products have become higher in fat, sugar, and sodium, while their fiber and protein content has dropped. Just one serving of many cereals now contains more than 45% of the American Heart Association's recommended daily added sugar limit for kids. These types of breakfasts can cause an initial energy boost followed by a crash, leading to irritability, poor focus, and increased hunger or cravings, said Kuristan. Over time, eating high sugar, ultra-processed breakfasts may raise the risk of insulin resistance, weight gain, and imbalances in the gut microbiome, she added. Misconceptions about breakfast foods. One reason people often choose sugary or processed breakfast items is because of fixed ideas about what breakfast is supposed to look like. Many Americans view foods like toast, cereal, and pancakes as the only acceptable breakfast options, while more nutritious foods are typically eaten at lunch or dinner. This mindset can limit healthier choices at the start of the day. In addition, many popular breakfast foods became staples not because they're nutritious, but because of powerful advertising campaigns. Researchers also noted that in many other cultures, it's normal to eat foods at breakfast that Americans typically reserve for later meals. Thinking about skipping breakfast, some might wonder why not just skip breakfast altogether. However, skipping breakfast may come with more downsides than you think. A large study of approximately 22,000 university students found that skipping breakfast, whether occasionally or regularly, was linked to a wide range of unhealthy behaviors. Students who skipped breakfast were more likely to eat fewer fruits and vegetables, drink more soft drinks, eat more fat and cholesterol, binge drink, and even smoke and gamble. The effect went beyond physical health. Breakfast skippers were also more likely to report depression, poor sleep, and worse academic performance. The importance of a healthy breakfast. Why does breakfast matter so much? One reason may be its role in supporting mental clarity and emotional balance. After a night without food, your body's stored energy or glycogen is running low. Eating breakfast helps refill those stores, giving your brain the glucose it needs to function. That glucose also supports the production of tryptophan, which helps create serotonin, a brain chemical that influences mood, focus, and well-being. Another study showed that the more often people eat breakfast, the more weight they tend to lose, about 0.5% more for each additional day per week, even after adjusting for age, weight, and other factors. While eating breakfast alone may not lead to weight loss, it seems to support healthier habits like better eating patterns throughout the day. Part of the reason lies in how a healthy breakfast helps regulate blood sugar and appetite hormones, leading to greater feelings of fullness and fewer energy crashes later in the day. Eating more earlier and less later may also align better with the body's natural circadian rhythms. The same study found that women who ate a large breakfast lost more than twice as much weight as those who had their biggest meal at dinner, despite both groups eating the same number of calories. Breakfast quality counts. It's not just whether you eat breakfast that matters, but what's on your plate. Breakfasts that are higher in fiber and protein, like those with whole grains, eggs, or dairy, can help boost motivation, attention, and alertness throughout the day. It has been shown that people who eat fiber-rich breakfasts tend to score higher on the Mediterranean diet score, a measure of overall diet quality. Even small increases in breakfast fiber seem to shape healthier food choices later in the day. In fact, fiber intake at breakfast, especially around 1.5 grams, has been linked to better dinner quality. On the flip side, Having as little as 10 grams of sugar at breakfast was associated with a drop in the nutritional quality of lunch. This means that even modest amounts of sugar in the morning can set off a day of poorer choices. What a healthy breakfast looks like. So what does a healthy, balanced breakfast look like in real life? According to Karisten, the key is combining fiber-rich carbohydrates with protein and healthy fats. Some simple examples include Greek yogurt with whole grain oats, berries, and nuts. Eggs on whole grain toast with avocado. Overnight oats with chia seeds and fruit. For busy mornings, dietitian nutritionist Melissa Mrazplanels recommends practical swaps for less nutritious options. Try baked oatmeal bars, breakfast burritos you can prep ahead, or smoothies packed with fruit, leafy greens, and a protein source. These are all easy grab-and-go options that offer better nutrition than a sugary pastry or processed bar, she said. Mrazplanels said even leftovers from dinner, like a vegetable stir-fry with tofu or a whole grain bowl with beans, can make a perfectly balanced and satisfying morning meal. If you go for cereal, Karisten suggested reading the label carefully. Choose cereals with at least 3 grams of fiber and less than 5 grams of sugar per serving. Look for whole grains, minimal additives, and ideally 3 to 5 grams of protein. Fortification with iron, B vitamins, and vitamin D is also a plus. It's important to aim for something nourishing, even if it's small, Karisten said. Your first meal sets the tone for the day. Focus on stable energy, satiety, and nutrient density.